Hello, sir. Bill Sapphire.
Yeah, Bill.
About the briefing book. I just sent in my update for today.
Yeah, I got it. Already read it.
This is the first time I've done it. I just want to know if there's anything else you need.
No, it's just fine. One other thing, which I asked Colson to get some raw material to you on. Some of the positive figures on that, you know, the retail sales and all that crap, you know, which I've...
To knock that uncertainty thing in the head.
Well, it isn't that. I mean, actually, it isn't the uncertainty. I mean, I think some of the positive things about the economy, you know, which we... There are a number of things, but I just said to get five or six of them over to you, and then we could have them. Because, you see, we'll have the uncertainty thing to the extent that it can be knocked out of the head this week as a result of the pay board and the price board.
Mm-hmm.
But in a free economy, there's always uncertainty. And these people are just, you know, the business people have just talked about something else. Then next week, it'll be, what about the international situation? Well, we'll have that handled within a week, a month or so, and then it'll be something else. But that'll all change. This is a temporary deal that the market's going through and the rest. It'll turn around.
That's right.
It feels. But I think if I get a chance, I will put in a little positive stuff, like if I get a good solid question about, look here, let's look and see what's doing. Retail sales are up blank, and housing is, and you know, another million month in automobiles predicted, and consumer sentiment, and according to Sinlinger, is dead, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll work that out with Chuck tonight and get that.
Yeah, you may have some stuff yourself, but I know that he's been developing these figures for other people, and it may be, I think he's sending some over to Connolly for his speech when he returns. You might get it. But the book is in fine shape. It's done in a very, very effective way. And
well,
as you've pointed out, it's an enormous amount of work. But it's helpful to do it this way.
I've learned more than I want to know about the government.
It's an amazing. You sort of wonder, don't you, that you can now see why even a mini press conference, where you just go in and or you're not on television. Well, of course, it'd be the same on television. I have the same thing. It's practically the same, but you can see why it takes so much work for the staff and so much work for me to
right.
put it all together.
You just got to be ready for anything.
You got to be ready for anything, but also you've got to be ready not to just, too many people, Bill, in the government. I mean, our own people, they go on programs and all the rest, and they wing too much stuff. They really aren't prepared. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
They really aren't prepared. They just don't sit down and do the work. They say they go on and they gas around, but and they do well enough. Most people don't notice it, but I can't wing anything. I've got to be prepared in every damn question, and because people expect me to be. So that's why they work on it.
I really think that tomorrow, after the follow-up on the troop stuff, Dan Rather and a few others are going to really try to get you on politics based on the political dinner.
Oh, hell, that's so easy. I just like falling off a log for me.
But that's what they're hungry for.
Yeah, those they want me to comment on politics so that I get in a ring with the others.
Right.
So I'm just going to say, no, I don't have any comment on that. Man, don't worry.
Right, there'll be a lot of fallen faces.
On what reasons? For what reasons should I?
You Absolutely.
Know, except to give them a story. No, I just have nothing to comment on. Too busy with other things right now. That's the way I'm going to handle that.
Okay.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
once you start that, there's a floodgate.
Oh, hell, you can't open anything. You can't say a word about anybody, and I'm not going to comment on what Teddy said about Ireland or what Muskie said about the black vice president. I've covered all these things. No comment. You know, just no comment about anything. Okay.
Right, sir. Yeah. If there's anything else that comes up in the morning, I'll give you a...
Don't send it over unless you think it's pretty hot, because I think it's... I think that generally speaking, they'll zero in pretty much on the announcement and probably a little on the economics. But the political thing, believe me, Bill, I know that Buchanan, when he prepares this, he usually prepares about a third of the book on political thing and what the Ripon Society said and this and that and the other thing. That sort of stuff's the easiest of all. That's the only stuff I don't need any preparation on. I really don't. I mean, I need nothing on because I just know what they're going to ask, and they're not going to get any damn answers. And it's best not to answer them, not to give them a thing.
Right.
Because they just hate the idea. You know, they hated the idea on this. Ziegler was, he said they couldn't say it, but they were so goddamn mad they all went on this trip, and I didn't say anything, you know, on politics, you know, on this trip to Chicago, and I didn't use the word Republican in either speech. Not once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of Zeke when they were expecting it as Zeke, you know.
Yeah, they weren't expecting it. They wanted me to. You see what I mean? So yeah, that they could then they could then have a great business about the
political season is here.
The political season is here. Then they could say using the presidency for this or that. You know, they'll crack you either way. So they're just not going to get at it. Okay.
Right, sir.
But it's a fine job, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye.